Good Thursday morning. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3. We got another nice afternoon today. We're going to be up into the 60s, maybe even 70 degrees today, and more sunshine.
I mean, I love it.
How's it going up there in G-Town, Mandy?
It's going. It is going. This is like my first full week of being like self-isolated in my home with my family all day.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
Whew, I gotta tell you, I feel you if you've been doing this for the last week and a half, almost 2 weeks now. Wow.
Imagine having this for like a full summer. Like for parents that, like if you don't work, you have to stay at home with your kids all the time. And the circumstances
like
are a little,
mom,
yeah, they're God a little different, you. But yeah, this is, I cannot imagine. At least
I can't either.
At least the weather was nice.
My kids are fairly decent. They're not horrible. It's just, you know, the snacking, I'm trying to get a hold on that and we're having a hard time. And then we're trying to do the schoolwork. And so we're trying to get a hold on that. And my son is like a genius. And so he only spends like 5 minutes and he's supposed to take 2 hours and I don't believe him. And then he starts to cry because I don't believe him. It's just a big old mess.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. So now he reads a book for an hour.
Oh,
because he finishes his work early.
The pains of being the genius child.
I know. Like,
that
was so fair.
That wasn't me.
It took me literally all day to get it done.
he's like, all right, I got it done. I've already done calculus. Can I go play Fortnite, please? I got to get another dub, Mom. Get off my back. Tell him to go outside today. It'll be nice again today. It's going to be like 70s. He can go outside and sweat. I love it.
I was filming yesterday all the people that were playing outside, and my son was like, what are you doing? Why are you filming? You look weird. And I'm like, I'm just letting the world know that, you know,
this is how we. Really yeah, things are looking up right now. It's warm outside. We're not cooped up inside all day. It's nice.
Right? I think it's great. But anyways, we've got Tell Me Something Good, positive news stories to put a smile on your face. We need more positive stories, and that's coming up in about 2 songs. Right now, we got The Weeknd for you. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. All right, so we've got positive news stories to put a smile on your face. Tell Me Something Good, brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.
Tell me something good.
Anything with music is glorious to me. A student at the Berklee School of Music got 74 of her friends to perform the song What the World Needs Now is Love. And they all recorded their parts from home. And the end result is incredible. Here's just a little clip of it.
And I'll play the clip. But the big thing with this is the video. You have to see the video of all the different screens on one video. It's so awesome. Mm-hmm. Here's the audio of it.
If you want to know.
It's so awesome to watch it because, again, these are all people doing this individually from their homes, mm-hmm. recording it, and some poor soul had to edit all of these together, sync it up just perfectly. This is what we needed, not what Gal Gadot and the other famous people in Hollywood did. It's sweet
what?
That they
you
did
didn't that. Like
that.
That's
this
so
was,
wrong. You
this was
that
not,
out.
That was very cringy. This is awesome. The Gal Gadot, that was just so cringy, and them like staring in the camera, half heartedly singing was kind of strange. But this is so cool.
It really is awesome.
I love it.
It gave me cold chills. Just listen to it.
Yeah.
We'll post this to our Facebook page so you can watch the entire thing. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. Remember when Baby Shark was like really big and everybody was singing it and it also got on your nerves, but it was just really big?
Do I ever?
There's a new Baby Shark video, and it is better than ever, I think, anyways. This one, it has been turned into Wash Your Hands.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Please play it.
Hit it, DJ.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Grab some soap. Grab some soap. Rub your hands.
There you go. Stuck in your head forever.
It's glorious.
That's so genius that. They did this just
it
to
really
keep the train
is.
Rolling.
I love it.
And it's 22 seconds long. They did that on purpose. Maybe that's just the clip that I saw, but I'm pretty sure they, you know, they say wash your hands for at least 20 seconds, and there you go. Now you can sing this.
It's a way to teach your kids. I'm definitely showing my five-year-old this when he wakes up.
You're welcome, world. Like we
this will be posted to our Facebook page as well, so you can dance along to it, or maybe you just don't even want to have that song brought up in your house ever again.
You may not want it, but it'll always be there.
It will.
Creeping
it will.
And, in your head.
And the wash your hands is more catchy, I feel.
Yes, it is. It's way better than the original.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
Hits 106.3.
We've got your crazy stories, but true.
So we've been doing a lot of Tell Me Something Goods and stuff, but there's been a few really good crazy stories the last couple of days, so we had to bring it back. This story comes from New Hampshire. We've seen a lot of sweet stories in Milwaukee for whatever reason. Not so much in New Hampshire. This one has nothing to do, actually, with the coronavirus. Maybe just people being quarantined in their house. But a New Hampshire man chased his neighbor with a medieval sword after being asked to turn down his music. Luckily, the victim...
A medieval sword?
Like a sword. Not like a toy sword. Like an actual sword. The victim was able to get away from his neighbor and wasn't hurt, and the neighbor was arrested and charged with criminal threatening. So
it reminds me of that show Mighty Python and the Holy Grail. Have you seen that?
You've got no legs. It's just a flesh wound.
It's a flesh wound.
I believe that's what they were trying. They were trying to recreate arguably the greatest movie of all time in Monty Python.
That's what I think.
So
that's what I think.
No one was hurt in this, and happy quarantining to everybody.
That's turn up. True. We've got more of your crazy stories, but true. Next, this one deals with lots of a disinfectant and a coffee cup.
Some people are jerks.
They really are. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3 at 7:12.
All right, so we're back with your crazy stories, but true. And at a fast food restaurant in Canada, a customer went the extra mile to kind of make sure his coffee is coronavirus free.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I feel like I've had moments like this, but not to this extent, okay?
It's the video in this is what makes this so annoying to me.
So here's the deal. The worker sticks the coffee cup right in the window.
Right.
And before the guy will even grab the cup, he takes his antibacterial disinfectant spray and sprays all over it. It's like getting in all the employees' faces and stuff like that. I mean, he's spraying it down good.
I counted. He did no less than 30 pumps of his antiseptic spray. No less than 30.
And then he takes the lid off and then chunks it at the worker.
That's
like,
the part.
Rude.
The other part, I'm like, okay, maybe you're being a little over precautious. Do that in your car if you want to. But then he flicks the lid into the drive-thru area where the employees are and just lands on the ground. Like, seriously, you can't even hand it to them or throw it away on your own time. Like, oh, this, he just looks so pretentious. And then the cars behind him were honking and he like looks back at them and it's like, bro, like, do it yourself. Put gloves on. Go outside your car. Move out of the way so people can move on with their life. Just.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't hold up the line.
Mm-hmm. You are so rude.
You've got a complicated order. I've actually done something like this, but I never, like, I bring it in my car and
exactly.
then wipe it down with Lysol wipes.
That's
and then
fine.
I just put it in a trash bag and then I, you know, I'm not rude like that.
Yeah, that's
sure.
normal.
Crazy times.
Sing
that story might be crazy, but it's true.
But it's true. Our connections are a little laggy right now.
I know. I'm like having a hard time hearing you. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
So we're seeing some pretty awesome stories from celebrities, musical artists, all kind of stuff. Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift are two of those. Ariana Grande has been secretly helping her fans out financially during the coronavirus pandemic. She has sent between $500 and $1,000 using Venmo and Cash App, whatever, to different fans. I don't know how this has gotten out, if she leaked it or if the fans have come public, but she's helped over 20 people and just fans that have reached out, or she saw stuff on Tumblr and Instagram of fans, you know, desperately saying, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Probably a part of her huge fan groups, because Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift have huge vocal fans. And Taylor Swift has also donated $3,000 to quite a few of her fans who are struggling or without a job in these times. And I think we're going to see more of these. And who knows, there's probably more happening. They're just not going public because a lot of celebrities are like, yeah, I just want to help you. I don't need recognition for this. But this is really cool that Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, and I'm sure other celebrities have. So that's of a really, really awesome positive story in this. I do have another story about O.J. Simpson that I'll play some audio for you next. He posted a video on Twitter that kind of ruffled some feathers with some people the wrong way. I know it's shocking. You're like, what, O.J. Simpson? What do you got people mad?
I was going to say, what?
I know. So just get ready for this. His life, he's being inconvenienced, we'll say, in all of this. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm ready for it, as Taylor Swift would say. Yeah. We've got some Selena Gomez for you right now on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
Mr. O.J. Simpson. He posted a video on Twitter, as he does a lot lately, and he was golfing. It seems like that's all he ever does is golf. Sunny, I think Florida is where he lives, somewhere in South Florida. But he is very upset about things that are happening with this coronavirus, not because people aren't being safe and not social distancing, but because it's interrupting his life and golfing. This is what he posted to Twitter.
We got to finish our round of golf today. They said they were going to close the golf course at one point, and now they're saying they're going to be closed, and other courses are talking about closing. But you don't really get that close to one another on a golf course, and I think for some of the older guys that golf is their only exercise, I think it's going to hurt them if you start closing all the golf courses. I'm just saying, and if you do close them, you better open up some insane asylum. Get me a bed, because I know if I can't play golf for the next month, I'm going to go crazy.
Basically, it was the ending that got a lot of people. They were like, oh, OJ's going to go crazy. We've seen how that happened before, allegedly. So, hey, OJ, there's bigger things happening in the world besides you and all of your rich millionaire friends that can't play golf. So shut
right.
up. Is oh my. Basically, yeah, what was happening. So, some things, you know, he might have a good message, but it's the way you say it, OJ.
I think if any other person, like any other celebrity, said the exact same thing he did, no one would care. But because it was OJ, you're like, come on,
If it was everybody's favorite grandpa, I don't know, someone that's really nice and elderly. If Danny DeVito had come out and said this and was like, people would be like, oh, that's old Danny. Come on. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. But that's the world we live in. People can say mirroring things, but if they're on the left side and you're on the right side or right side, left side, you don't. But yeah. So just shout out to OJ. He's going to be in an insane asylum pretty soon.
Yeah. It's going to be
It would be a nice day to golf here today. It's going to be in the mid 70s. We might even hit like 78 degrees today, y'all.
Yes.
It's going to be a good day. Go find a park where you can socially distance, but get outside today. It's going to be real nice. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3.
You know, Jimmy and I are here for you every single morning. We just want to chat with you and have conversations. So if you ever feel the need to call us up, please do. Right now, we've got Miss Cindy on the phone. Cindy, what's up with you?
Hey. Yeah, actually, I'm working, so I don't get to stay at home. I work in the grocery retail industry, and we're just out. My company's out trying to help employees stock. So we're out there huffing it every day to try to get what we have in the back out on the shelf for everybody.
So,
hey, listen, we appreciate you for sure. I know that is difficult right now. How many hours are you working?
Yeah,
you're working long hours, aren't you?
Well, no, actually, I work about my normal, what my company allots, which is up to 40. So, yeah, I'm not doing overtime. I'm not an employee of Kroger, but I do work in Meijer, Kroger, Target, Whole Foods.
Oh, so okay.
Instead of what we normally do, which is check on products, we're stocking products.
So how often do these get stocked? You guys do it every single day?
Well, I mean, honestly, the morning is the busy time.
Right.
We try to go in. I get out about 6 o'clock in the morning and try to get in there to help what they have get on the shelf. And we want to be there for the seniors because typically they go in at 7. So we try to go in there and stock as much as we can, and they're so short of employees right now that our company said just help where we can. So we're just going in and helping, you know, any product that's sitting on the floor, we're trying to get it out on the shelf. So I can see the panic in people when they come in, and I sympathize with that, but you know, and we're going to get through this. It's just trying to get the product into the store, and they have to cut back on their orders because they can't get everything they need coming in on the trucks. Mm-hmm. So that's why the supply is down, because the demand is so high, they have to cut their orders back on all, you know, across the board. So that's why you're seeing shortages. It's not that they can't get it. It's not there. They just can't get everything they need.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's the trickle-down effect of everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's such. You have such wonderful advice and kind of opens our eyes a little bit. And we do appreciate you guys, you know, everyone that's in the grocery stores, the stalkers. I mean, just we really appreciate you guys day in and day out working so hard to make sure that we can get some food and our supplies.
Yes, they really do. I think they really appreciate being thanked because, you know, on a normal day, they get a lot of flack for things. They get blamed for things that are out, and it's not their fault. They're working so hard and coming in, you know, unbelievable hours and working overtime in these stores just to get it out because they're understaffed.
But and they're putting themselves in harm's way of the COVID-19, and people just don't think about that.
No. No, they don't. And I know everybody's thinking about themselves, but I think overall I've seen a lot of kindness and generosity. Mm-hmm. I've seen social distancing, which is really incredible. And I've seen stores go to great measures just to keep the main bathroom door open so nobody touches the handle and things like that. You know, they're going out of their way and seeing things in a different perspective, trying to keep people safe.
That's wonderful. I love hearing that. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, no problem. I just hadn't heard that perspective, and I wanted to kind of give you guys an idea that, you know, we're not really nursing staff or doctors. We're not that, you know, or EMS, but, you know, we're kind of critical essential employees right now, and we just want you to know we're not giving up, and we appreciate the music on the radio coming in. I mean, that really lifts me up because I really am, you know, I'm trying to pump myself up to go in, and I really appreciate having something positive to hear in the morning, you know, before you start your day.
Aw, you just brought tears to my eyes. You're so wonderful. We appreciate you.
I cry a lot, believe me. I'm driving down the interstate and I see those truck drivers, and I'm like waving to them and everything because I know they're bringing this stuff into the store that I'm going to be moving through. We're all going to be moving through to get people fed through this. So
it makes you appreciate every little piece of the process of everything in life, and it makes you think about other things. And normally it's like, I just go to a store, I buy things on shelf and I leave. It's like, no, but like you were saying, you see the truck drivers and people are looking at truck drivers differently and everything. It makes us appreciate life.
Unsung heroes. That's what I tell every employee in the store. I'm like, you guys are now shining because, you know, you do this every day without any gratitude. And I think that as a country, I've seen a lot of coming together because we are in this together. And, you know, there's no differential between race, creed, or anything. We're all in this, and we've got to help each other. And I see a lot of love and compassion from a distance. We do virtual hugs across the store and reach our arms out. So this is a new way to hug.
I love it. I love it. That's so awesome. You're so inspiring. I love it.
Well, thank you. You guys are inspiring too. I mean, you know, Tell Me Something Good is really something I love. And I just appreciate you guys because you're doing things that you don't realize you're doing either. You're inspiring us and giving us, feeding us with some positive music and positive stories, especially as I drive all day. You know, I'm driving two different stores and I've got the radio on and I'm really trying to capture something positive before I go in. So I appreciate you guys.
If you ever needed a reason why you should follow Pink on Instagram,
oh my God,
now is the time. She pretty much posted on her Insta story where she says, screw it, cut your own hair. Here's some audio from it.
I don't know how much you guys have been drinking, but I've decided to make it a sport. And when I drink, I get really, really brilliant ideas. And last night, I got an idea. I can cut hair. I can totally cut hair. Why have I been paying people all this time? Look what I did. What do you think? I might try to fix it tonight. What do you think? Stay safe. Stay home. Cut your own hair. Screw it.
Hey, Pink.
You know as well as I do that you will be drunk tonight.
That, I mean, her hair didn't look that bad. Thank you, Dr. Phil, for that. He's been in studio all morning. Yeah. He's very inspirational.
This is why I love Pink so much.
She's great.
I feel like we're the same person, kind of, except I can't sing like she can. But other than that, I mean, we're pretty much the same.
She's just walking around her house, quarantine, bored, looking at the scissors in the kitchen like, you know what? As she eats a pretzel, I'm going to do it.
It doesn't even look like she used scissors. I think she used like a shaver.
Yeah, because she gave herself like a pretty good fade on the side. I mean, it looked good. This is pretty great.
I love her so much. That video is actually posted to our Facebook page. You can see it yourself, or you can always follow her on social media. She's highly entertaining, for sure. Speaking of Pink, here she is right now with Walk Me Home on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. This is something really, really cool that's happening this weekend. It is going to be the Living Room Concert for America. It's going to be 9 o'clock our time, Sunday night. Times don't really matter in these days with most of us being quarantined
at home.
What
is time?
So it's going to be on Fox, and it is going to be hosted by Elton John, who just turned 73 yesterday. Happy late birthday again. So it's going to be commercial-free. You're going to have performances by Backstreet Boys, Alicia Keys, Billie Eilish, Billy Joe Armstrong, Mariah Carey, Tim McGraw, and more.
Are they all in their living rooms?
In their own living rooms, yes. They're not all at Elton John's house. But yeah, it's going to be like a live stream thing. So they'll go to each individual person's house and probably talk with them a little bit. But it's, again, it's commercial free. So it's going to be on TV. If you're up late Sunday, you want something to watch, I recommend just DVRing it so you can watch it whenever you want to. But you already know that because you're an adult. But this is really cool that they're doing this. And it's going to benefit the coronavirus charities, the various ones that are, you know, across the world right now.
How's it benefiting? I mean, are they going to give us like a 1-800 number that we call?
I would guess so. I haven't seen all the details for it, but it could be advertisers to, there's no commercials, but I'm sure there's ways that they'll throw stuff in there. But regardless, there's probably going to be quite a bit of money going to all of those different charities. Could be the artists donating. So it's really cool that they're doing that. Speaking of great musicians, there's a song that I want to play you. It's from a documentary that you might have heard of. It's about some four-legged creatures and a man with a lot of tattoos. This is a great single that I think needs to be played everywhere. Stand back and marvel, what a beautiful day. Of course, this is Joey Exotic. I saw tiger, now I understand. It's so good. So if you haven't heard, that's from Tiger King, the show on Netflix that is everywhere. I just wanted to play that for you. Since we were talking about great musicians, I figured we should throw him in there.
Slash, have you started watching this show?
I've seen the first episode. We got started on it too late yesterday, and I was like, if I watch any more, I'm going to be up till midnight. So I had to get my warm glass of milk and go to bed.
It starts off really slow. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of pick up your phone several times.
Yeah.
But then once you start getting into, you know, the second and third one, you're like, oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
I got
to
buckle down.
It starts
down.
To pick up a little bit, get a little juicier.
Yeah.
I had no idea that this was going on in the world, but it is, and I like it.
It definitely is. But that's what Netflix is good for. They're here, and they're providing this for us for a reason. Thank you.
Speaking of Netflix, I have a lot of time on my hands, you know, here with the kids all day. I figured I would take it upon myself and ask my kids what they thought these shows were about just based off the titles.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see very much how my life is every single day based off of their answers. It's really something, for sure.
The world needs to hear this.
Yeah, we're going to play it for you next right here on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
Yesterday, I wanted to do something fun with my kids and kind of just get their perspective on what they thought these popular shows were on Netflix, what they were about just by the titles. I didn't give them any other details. I just asked them. And, of course, my 5-year-old was a little more into it than my 12-year-old. But still, it took me about 20 minutes. Here's just a small version of how my kids reacted to this.
What do you think the show All American is about?
What? I don't know about that. I only know about SpongeBob SquarePants. Just SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay. What do you think the show Tiger King is about?
Lions and tigers and coyotes.
Okay. What else do you think the Tiger King is about?
comes from the Big Mountain.
Carter, what do you think the show The Office is about?
You work on computers and do your work for your boss and not get mad.
What about if the boss gets mad? What happens then?
You're fired.
Oh.
That's what she said.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's happening.
I love that he said that's what she said. That's my favorite.
Of course, my husband went around saying that all day yesterday, so that's why he threw that in there. Gotta love that. My little five-year-old.
That's not bad, though. Making... I do like his response about SpongeBob SquarePants. The SpongeBob SquarePants is what matters.
All I know is SpongeBob SquarePants. And then he was like, play it. And I'm like, nope. My 12-year-old son, on the other hand, had a completely different response to this. We've got that audio, and we'll play it for you coming up right here on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3.
With all of us being kind of stuck in our homes as of recently, you got to get creative on some things around the house, especially with the kids, right?
If you want to be entertained, you can't just stick to the bread and butter. You got to switch it up.
I asked my kids, based off of the titles from Netflix, what they thought these shows were about. My five-year-old, somewhat entertaining with his answers. Mm-hmm. My 12-year-old, did not want anything to do with me. Here is where I ask my 12-year-old son, Aiden, what he thought Love is Blind is about.
Someone playing video games.
Love is Blind is about somebody playing video games?
Okay.
What is the show Pandemic about?
Boring stuff.
Do you know what a pandemic is?
No.
Mm-mm. What do you think the show Self-Made is about?
Someone made a robot.
Come on now, give me more than someone made a robot. What do you think?
Someone was made by someone.
I mean, we gotta play one game.
Get over here.
The way that ended probably sums up what 23 of the 24 hours of your day is like. Let me play my video game.
If anybody has a 10 to 13 or 14-year-old, they know that's how they act because they just want to play their games.
Yeah, and if it didn't give it away by him saying Love is Blind is about video games, it's pretty good. That basically sounds like me whenever my fiance is like, what do you want to watch? And I'm like, you're still talking? I don't know what we're doing. So just know that it doesn't ever change. He's going to be like that forever.
Thank you for that. That is some reassurance right there. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. What do you do when a herd of bison come at you? I mean, obviously, we wouldn't have this problem, but you react just how this news reporter did, who's actually in Montana.
Three. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He's by himself.
Oh, no, I ain't messing with you. Oh, no.
He's picking up the camera and throwing it in the trunk.
Oh, I'm not messing with you.
Not today, Satan. You have the video of it. It's great because his face, the reporters, they go out there by themselves, especially now. No one can be with them. And he hears the bison probably coming, and just his side eye that he gives is like, this is not happening. Mm. I'm going to close my eyes. It's happening.
I really love the fact that he crawls through the trunk of his car instead of just getting in the side.
Mm-hmm.
It's really comical.
He's like, not
today.
We've
got this video posted, so you can check it out on our Facebook page.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
With all the social distancing, the self-isolation, quarantining, just crazy stuff with COVID-19, we figured we'd do coronavirus confessions. We're going to do this tomorrow morning at about 8:30. So if you'd like to confess, you can always call us up. We'll put you on the voice disguiser. Surely there's something going that you want to confess, but you don't necessarily have to be recognized for confessing, right?
Yeah, we'll just call you. Everyone will be John or Jane, and then we'll put you on the monster voice so no one knows, and you can confess what you've been doing to your kids to pass the time, or what you've been lying to them about. Like, no, we don't have any sweets. The sweet monster came and ate all the cookies. They're gone.
Yeah. I'll just give you one for example. I'm the one hoarding all the toilet paper. Hashtag supplies.
How dare you?
It's glorious. Here's another one. I'm lucky enough to be able to work from home, trying not to complain. That was actually really pretty kind of nice, though.
Yeah, but we want
staying
juicy.
Positive.
We want juicy.
We do want juicy, for sure. And like I said, we'll put you on the voice disguiser.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to have fun with this and kind of just, you can vent or just whatever. Tomorrow morning, we're going to do this. It is our coronavirus confessions right here on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. We are going to have a lovely Thursday today. It's going to be warm, warm, warm. into the 70s. How about that?
I am so excited for it. Cannot wait.
How's morning number 4 of doing the show from Casa de Mandy on the tallest mountaintop in Lexington?
I'm actually in Scott County, and we are getting through this week. Okay. I mean, it could be worse, right?
Yes, I think that's how we should start looking at that. Find the positives and stuff, because it's real easy to just get bogged down.
I'm going to start doing what Pink does and just drink every afternoon. Actually, I don't know why I said start. I have been doing that. So
I was going to say, what is that supposed to mean? You mean earlier? Like 9 your cutoff or your start time now?
Yeah. Shout out really quickly to Equus Run Vineyards. All you got to do is call them up and say, I need some wine. Well, if you're a part of their wine club like I am. Anyways, they will have it ready and put it right in your car for you.
Well, that's incredible.
I know. I called them the other day and I was like, I need to schedule a pickup for some wine delivery. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, what would you like and how many? And I was like, you can just really throw however many you want and just pick the flavors for me. She started laughing and was like, how many kids you got?
She knows the game. She's like, here's our formula that we've come up with. If you have 4 kids under the age of 16 divided by how many days, this many bottles.
She was like, well, we have a red wine that actually has bourbon in it. It's our strongest one. And I was like, I'll take it.
Give me all of them that you have.
Yeah. So there's that. I mean, if you're not a part of their wine club, you need to be so ASAP. And they're not paying me for this. I'm just giving them a shout out because they really have taken care of me.
Because you're a lady. You're a lady of the people.
That's right. Anyways, we hope you have a wonderful afternoon. Enjoy today, regardless of how bad your kids are driving you. Just get outside, throw some ball, kick some balls, ride some bikes. I don't care. Just do it.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Kick some balls, throw some balls, hit some balls.
Get the balls out of my house. That's all I have to say. I'm tired of them flying everywhere.
Story of my life.
We'll be back again tomorrow. We hope you have a wonderful afternoon. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Don't touch anybody else's face. Keep your distance, right?
Yes. Don't touch anybody else's face.
That's right. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.